Hello and welcome to Dancing in the Discomfort Zone. My name is Anne Bonnie. I'm your host. And today we're dancing with Ken Lapp, certified life coach, who helps people learn how to live a happy, healthy, simple life in retirement, even if they don't have a whole lot of money. So for those of us eclipsing midlife and, eclipsing, is that the right word? Anyway, entering midlife and starting to think about, oh crap, I didn't think about having to retire. Ken talks a lot about mindset and about how you can think about life as a retired person, how you can prepare yourself. And we talk about some of the strategies that he talks about in his video course that can help you get ready for that really exciting and yet what can be a difficult transition. So enjoy episode 197. Enjoy this episode. They say the memory is the first thing to go. Well, we are dancing in the discomfort zone today with Ken Lapp, certified life coach who specializes in helping people have a great retirement, whether they have a lot of savings or not. And this is a pretty uncomfortable topic, especially for people that are, you know, getting to the point where they're thinking about retiring and are thinking, oh crap, I don't have enough money for this. So Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Anne. It's a pleasure to be here.
And where are you sitting today? Like city or country or city wise?
I'm in Vancouver, Canada. We had the 2010 Olympics here on the west coast of Canada. So it's a very nice day here today, but not too hot.
Beautiful place.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, so now how did you get into life coaching specifically around retirement? How did this come about for you?
Well, it started, I guess, because I was, pretty depressed for a long time. And I was looking for anything I could do to help myself. And of course, I tried everything I could find. And finally, I tried meditation. And as soon as I joined a meditation group, I knew this was the one that was going to work for me. And after meditating for many years, I became more aware of myself and the world and what I needed to do in order to live a happy life. And I guess it's because I've tried to be an analytical writer. I know how I did it, you know, and I can explain it in simple terms. So then, the years went by and, I'm 71 now, right? So I am retired myself. And so I guess in 2019, I heard about, seniors being neglected in nursing homes. And I got upset when I heard about that. And I helped both of my parents get into retirement. And of course, I had retirement issues myself. So, but I learned a lot about having a good life, you know, and there's so much depression around these days. There's so much to be depressed about, you know, the world is having a lot of problems these days. So, I thought that, I should say it this way. When you've been through a lot of pain for a long time and then you get out of it, it's very natural to want to help others avoid the pain you've been through.
Yeah.
And I can do that. So that's what I'm doing and I'm enjoying it very much.
Great. Now let's talk about meditation for a minute, because this is something that confuses people, but makes them uncomfortable. Like, you want me to sit still and clear my mind? Like, I don't know how to do that. So talk to me about how you started doing it, how you got into it.
Yes, that's a wonderful question, Anne, because I know when I tell people I meditate, they say, oh, I can't do that. You know, I tried it. Yeah. So really all it means, I guess I could say that there are many, many styles of meditation and some teachers charge huge amounts of money, but there's really no need to pay big money for meditation. I do know, I'm not an expert on all types of meditation, but I do know something about Buddhist meditation and Taoist meditation. And those are both excellent. And they won't charge you a lot of money. You know, if you go to a Buddhist monastery, they'll take a small donation, or charge you a very nominal fee. And you don't have to get into their religions at all. You know, they won't push it on you. So meditation is just about sitting and so quietly and focusing. So Buddhist meditation starts with focusing on your breathing, and you try and clear your mind, and, you know, just do what you can. I tell people, and even if you can't clear your mind, it doesn't matter. Just the fact that you're trying, you know, make it part of your life, like brushing your teeth, you know, a part of your day, right? Just try for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And even if you're not good at it, if you stick at it, you cannot help but improve at it. And every time you notice yourself thinking about what you're going to have for lunch, or that you got to do your laundry or whatever, that's okay. Don't beat up on yourself. Just go back to thinking about your breathing, like the Buddhists would say that. So meditation helps train your mind. It helps you train your mind so you can learn. No, I should say it helps you train your thoughts so you can think about what you want to think about, right? And if you want to think about terrible, miserable, unhappy, depressing thoughts, you can. But why? You know, because you can think about happy, pleasant thoughts that make you feel like the world is good and that your whole life is good. So, you know,
or that at least everything right now is okay.
That's right. You know, that's another excellent point, because that's another thing you learn when you meditate, is to be here now, as people say, in the moment. And that just means paying attention only to what's happening right in front of you. And whenever I do, that was one of the strongest tools that I learned from meditation. Whenever I do that, I'm not feeling sorry for myself about having an unhappy past. And I'm not worried about the future. I'm just here now. And whenever I do that, there's never anything to be unhappy about. So I start to appreciate all the good things in my life. So being here now is another great skill that meditation will help you with.
Well, and it's not that you're ignoring the problems that could happen. Like if you've got financial issues, or you've got to go have a tough conversation, but it just gives you that moment of recharge and a moment and a perspective to realize some things are okay. Some things I need to deal with, and some things are okay, which is when you're in the midst of a challenge in the future. It's hard to sometimes remember that things aren't all bad.
That's a perfect thing to say, Anne, because, like, take the old example of the glass half full of water. People who are positive thinkers don't pretend the glass is full, right? They know the glass is only half full. They just think about all of the good things they can do with that half full glass of water. But if you're a negative thinker, all you think about is what you can't do and what you don't have. So you still know your problems are there. You just pay more attention to the good things in your life.
Right. Or at least pay some attention to them. Now, you said that you joined a meditation group. What was that?
That was just a group of people. I still meet with them. Actually, there's a lot of university professors, PhDs, and, you know, so anybody can meditate and benefit from it. Mm-hmm. You know, I just saw an ad on the internet, on a website, you know, come and check out meditation. And so I did, and was really impressed. You know, people, I should say one more quick thing about that, is that most people join a meditation group for the relaxation and the benefits, like improved sleep, and you know, you don't have an upset stomach and that kind of thing. They join for the psychological benefits, but they're always surprised by the physical benefits, because when your body relaxes more it heals better and heals faster.
After you got out of your depression and meditation became a part of your life, you decided you wanted to pass it on, and became a certified life coach, specifically helping people have a great retirement. So let's move into the retirement piece of this and, how people can live a great life, even if they don't have a lot of money.
Yeah, very good. So, meditation, I'm not a meditation teacher. And, although I do talk about meditation, if people are interested, because I know in my heart that every person on the planet could benefit from meditation. So I do talk a little bit about that to clients if they're interested. And, I made a video course, but it's not a meditation course. The course is about how to retire without a lot of savings and just your Social Security. And it's about how to live a great life, how to enjoy the simple life, and how to feel good about yourself and your world, no matter what is going on around you. So those are the things. I'm very good at empowering people and helping people understand that they're very special just the way they are, and they're okay and they're good enough just the way they are.
Well, and this is a really important piece, because we live in a society where youth is, revered. And as we get older and we start, get out of the workforce, you start to feel like, who am I now? And how do I live an empowered life and continue to be okay with who I am and what phase I am in my life? So how do you help people with that?
It's some choices, some realizations. It's understanding what your unique abilities are. Some people call them superpowers. Some people say everybody has superpowers, things that they're good at that other people aren't so good at. So that's, so we talk about that. We talk about people's dreams, their goals, their struggles. And I don't tell people what to do. I help people find their own solutions, because it can be dangerous to, if I tell people what to do, I'm just telling them what I learned in my life. But everybody's life is different, and everybody has their own values and their own problems. So I've learned how to help people uncover what they should do in any particular situation, and help them understand their values, and help them be consistent with their higher values, take actions that are consistent with those. So that's mainly how we do it.
Okay. And one of the things you talk about in your video course is retiring on Social Security. Yeah. And so what are your thoughts there?
I saw an article in a famous magazine. I forget what it was. I think it was Forbes or something, that said that a huge percentage of Americans have zero or less than $5,000 saved for retirement. And so it just occurred to me that people may not understand how to live the simple life and how to enjoy the simple life. There are many, many things that people can do that don't cost anything, that will help them enjoy their life and be a better person, so that they can feel better about themselves. But first, we need to get the financial issues out of the way. And so I did a lot of research on different, very practical, realistic ways. And I mentioned four of them in my course on how people can live a very good life on their Social Security. The average Social Security check in June 2021 was $1,509. So In my course, I talk about how you can live a great life, four different ways you could talk a great, live a great life on that much or less. I also talk about how to make, you know, many ways about how to make extra money when you're at home, when you're retired. But there's many other ways to earn more money that don't take as much time. And there's ways to live on less, you know. There's coupon websites. Now, you know, you don't have to be a coupon collector if you don't want to, but there's discounts that many retailers don't advertise, and yet they're happy to give you if you just ask for them. And some of these websites, they have like thousands of retailers on their website offering discounts. So if you want something, and even the AARP, that's an association of, I think they have close to 38 million members. And so they have many, many offerings, companies offering discounted programs on their website. And so their membership is only $16 a year. And so you can search their offerings, and when you find, when you need something, and then if you find something you need, then you can spend the $16 and join up to get the program. So there's a lot of things that can be done. But every person, whether you have money or not, almost every, and I can't say every, but almost every person who retires has serious psychological issues, because it's a major change of life. And, you know, the thing, the time to think about that is before you retire, not after you're in your stew, in the problems. You know, think about what you're going to do when you retire. That's the way to avoid the problems. And I talk about that in my course, you know. I just mentioned quickly that there was a study that a French researcher, Carol Dufoy, did. And she found that for every year that people who like their job work after they retire, their chances of getting any kind of dementia reduce by 3.5%. So if you work an extra 5 years, that those percentages add up. Or if you work an extra 10 years, you know, a lot of, you know, I saw a headline on an article the other day that 80 is the new 60. You know, a lot of people are still robust and very active when they're 80 and sharp, you know. And so there's a lot of things in my course about staying sharp physically and healthy, and physically and mentally, healthy mentally.
Great. So if people are interested in learning more about the course or your phoning service or your coaching, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, I think the best way is to go to my website. It's KenLapGlobalLifeSkills.com. And you'll see, that's the homepage, and you'll see there a link to the video course. And there's a 6-minute video that you can watch that explains the video course, and you can decide whether it's for you or not.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. And did you say you were going to offer our audience a discount on that course?
Well, actually, I certainly could. Yes. I can provide a discount code that you can enter just before you buy the course. And the course is $157. So sure. If any of your listeners watch that 6-minute intro video and decide they want to give it a try and see what's there. Well, there's 7 videos, and there's 4.5 hours of content, but my course is jammed with facts and figures from beginning to end, every video. And I provide links to the articles that I talk about so people can check out the research I've done.
Great. All right. Ken Lapp, globallifeskills.com/course. If you want to go directly to the course, Ken, thank you so much for your time today and for sharing everything you've learned along the way.
Oh, thank you, Anne. Thanks so much for having me. It's been a great pleasure.
And thank you for joining us. We will be coming back next week with more great content, dancing here in the Discomfort Zone. We'll see you next week.